Did you ever stop to think about how your job comes with a cost to you? You need to obviously get from your home to your place of employment, and unless you're fond of long walks, that entails transportation, which causes you obviously to reach into your pocket. And if you travel to a job in New York City, there's some good news headed your way for 2016. And the NYC Affordable Transit Act will offer some new financial relief from your work-related transportation expenses. Here to explain how this will work for employees and employers, you're a part of this picture too, is the president of Commuter Services at WageWorks, Dan Neuberger. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Chris.
And WageWorks.com is the website for WageWorks. So what? Give us a lowdown, because I'm reading this story. I'm thinking back to my days in radio sales, and on my tax form, I used to take back then I think it was like 28, 30 cents a mile deduction, which with given the amount of travel and I used to do for unreimbursed work expenses, I used to have a four-figure tax deduction, which I knew was going to raise red flags before I never got audited. But how does the Affordable Transit Act work in comparison to what taxpayers and employees have to do now?
Right. So this is actually much easier than what you just described. The U.S. tax code allows employers to offer their employees up to a maximum dollar amount per month to use tax-free to pay for their commute to work, and either by eligible van loan or transit benefits, as well as for parking costs and known as parking benefits. Together, they're known as commuter benefits, and they essentially allow working families to save money on their daily commute while also saving, as you pointed out, their employers' money on payroll taxes. So last year, New York City did pass a transit ordinance into law. That ordinance will now require that companies with 20 or more full-time employees in the five boroughs must offer pre-tax transit benefits by January 1st, 2016. And essentially what this does is it allows employees who are working for these companies to save upwards of over $600 a year on the cost of their transit commute. And if their company also decides to offer the parking benefit, which they're not required to do by the New York City law, but if they did, then their employees could actually save in total by using both the transit and parking benefits $1,800 per year. So it's a pretty significant issue.
To say the least. Now, how is the individual employee's benefits going to be determined? Is it a structured rate, or do the employees have to submit certain things?
No, they don't have to submit. The way it works is when they enroll, they can take up to the monthly maximum for transit, as an example. So if the cost of your commute exceeds the $130 cap on pre-tax funds, you can only use up to $130 of pre-tax money. So you would essentially take a pre- and a post-tax deduction out of your paycheck. And there's several different ways you could do it. You could put it on a debit card through a third-party administrator like WageWorks. We could send you your pass. There's a whole bunch of different ways that we could administer it for you. But I'll use an example of somebody coming in from New Jersey from Short Hills.
Okay.
The cost of a monthly pass is $254, but you can only use $130 pre-tax to pay for that. So you've got a portion you'll pay pre-tax, a portion you would pay post-tax, and that individual would save over $600 a year on the cost of their commute into the city from Short Hills.
And when you look at the paycheck overall, is the amount, that $130 or whatever the amount happens to be, that's used in the transportation, is that taken to the side before the rest of the taxes hit the gross pay, the net, the federal, FICA, and all those other taxes?
That's exactly right. That's the beauty of using a pre-tax benefit deduction, is that you're actually paying for the cost of your commute out of pre-tax money. So you're not paying any taxes on that money.
Okay.
Today, if you and I went, you know, like people many times do, they get their paycheck, it's deposited into their bank account, they go out, they purchase their transit fare, and they pay for it out of their bank account with a check at the end of the month or in cash, however. The way that the transit benefit works is that you would have that money deducted from your pay before you take taxes out. So you would essentially be saving whatever your tax rate is on the amount of your deduction up to the $130 a month. There's actually, Chris, on the WageWorks website, www.wageworks.com, there's a video, it's like a three-minute video that actually explains this very well for employees, and there's another video that explains how the tax savings work for employers.
Multiple benefits. They were talking with Dan Neuberger from WageWorks about the Affordable Transit Act. If you live in New Jersey, work in New York City, this is a savings that you will be eligible for. And again, you'll learn more at wageworks.com. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Now, as far as for the employer, what are they required to do? What kind of timetable do they have to do that in New York?
Sure. So commuter benefits have to be administered by through an employer in order for an employee to take advantage of the savings. And the beauty about this benefit is that it can be introduced at any time during the year, and no formal plan document is required, like many healthcare benefits are, as an example. And there are a number of ways to structure the program to make it easy for employees as well as employers. I would suggest that companies interested in the benefits really should call a third-party administrator who focuses on commuter benefits in order to structure a program that maximizes both savings as well as convenience. Now, having said the fact that you can offer this program at any time during the year, it is important to understand that the New York City Transit Ordinance takes effect on January 1st, 2016. So if you employ more than 20 full-time employees in the five boroughs, now is the time to implement the program and begin saving money for your company and your employees.
And this benefit covers obviously all the major crossings, and if I understand the rule, the law right, the ferry service, for example, that comes out of Jersey City that goes over into New York. So there are a lot of transportation routes that this program is going to benefit New Jersey commuters on.
That's absolutely correct, Chris. Any form of public transportation is covered by the law, whether it's a ferry, a bus, a train, a subway, doesn't really matter. They're all covered.
So if you are a department manager, for example, or just an overall manager of a business in New York City, it might be a good idea to tap the person above you on the shoulder and say, in case you didn't know, the clock is ticking and this is a program that needs to be instituted. To find out more about it, it's called the Affordable Transit Act, New York City places of business in the five boroughs. You can find out the rules, the mandates, and yes, there are penalties for noncompliance, of course, as no surprise there. Find out more at wageworks.com. We'll be joined this morning by the President of Community Services at WageWorks, Dan Neuberger. Dan, thanks for the heads up on this, and we can talk about savings and taxes. That's always a good thing, too. We like that. Thanks again, Dan.
Thanks, Chris.